Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor. I spoke to my colleague Gregory Copley about the future I will likely not see, 2050 and beyond. Definitely not see that, unless the future includes a change of organization around the world. Gregory speaks to what has been, we call globalization, which he says is Pax Americana. And he also speaks to the future, what will be. It does not resemble the last 100 years. Here's Gregory.
Well, yes and no, except as usual, you're such an optimist, John. As were the great science fiction writers of the 20th century, because largely they saw the future as being something which would extrapolate from our immediate life and immediate past, and that is technological growth. What we have to realize is that this technological growth, which has been underway now for century and a half in real terms, is not going to continue. It's already breaking up. And that the history of humanity has been that technological growth, scientific growth, the growth of knowledge comes in spurts, and it runs out of steam at predictable points in the ebb and flow of civilizations. We are already seeing a reduction in technological growth. So some of the things which are theoretically possible, if we extrapolate from the present, are probably not going to occur, or not going to occur in the same way that we thought of them as occurring. We're going to see, because of the decline in population, which then creates a decline in market size, we're going to see that contribute to a decline in R&D and in technological innovation, and therefore in the whole pattern of trade. And that's why the great global, shall we say, quasi-legal framework, which we've been calling the rules-based world order, which is in reality, it's Pax Americana. It's about the U.S. imposing rules on the world over the last 75 or so years, and that's been very, very successful. It's been able to oversee a very efficient supply chain, so that globalized trade has become more efficient than ever before, and that spurred economic growth at a faster rate than ever in history. And Pax Americana was only the second time we saw a global rules-based world order. Before that, you had Pax Britannica, but all the other things like Pax Romana and even Pax Sinica, which is 2,000 years ago, these were only regional peace initiatives, if you like, or regional controls of the trading system. We keep thinking of our history as being defined by wars, but really it's defined by the who controls the peace subsequent to wars, which is why Pax Britannica was so critical. It showed this British expansion of global trade, and the World War II and the United States taking over Pax Britannica and making Pax Americana.
I'm John Batchelor.